I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater's Dead Man Walking opens Friday and Saturday, continues on the 23rd and 24th, and it's based on the book by Sister Helen Prejean. And your book from 1993 describes ministering to a death row convict and really the arc of a life-changing experience that I think was a change for both of you.
Yes, yes, and truly that is what happened. I think of it as putting your boat out on a wave, which is just a small wave, and it was simply writing to a man on death row, and then he writes back, and then the wave became a tsunami wave because he was executed, and I was there with him and came out after that execution and realized that the people were never going to get close to this. It's like a secret ritual. And that my job, since I'd been a witness to it, was to tell the story, and that led to the writing of the book. But integral in that story is also the suffering of the victim's family, because the man that I was with on death row, he and his brother had killed a young couple in cold blood, and it was horrible, unspeakable. And so then it's also my struggle. Because I was the spiritual advisor to the one who had done the murder, I was very reluctant to reach out to the victim's family and incurred their great anger at me, which I deserved. And so I was in that tension between the victim's family and then Pat Saunier and his family, and which Jake Hagee and Terrence McNally really embody in the opera. I mean, you see me caught between the two in the scene there where the victim's family are angry at me. And the opera is just filled with these real life tensions between just gargantuan issues and events of life and death and love and hate and vengeance or compassion. All those things are at play.
Wow. Now, you were so moved that you wrote a book about this. I'm curious about your thoughts about the adaptation for a film and then a play, and then what you think that brought to your story.
Well, the first adaptation was the film. Susan Sarandon is the one who really made that film happen. She read the book. When it came to the opera, because, of course, as I told J.K., I don't know boo scat about opera, Jake. I mean, I'm going to just turn this over to you. I made two requests of Jake, that it will have the theme of redemption. And the other is, when you're doing the music, that it's not that atonal stuff that is just non-memorable. So it has every kind of music in it. It has Jake's little homemade rock and roll song. It has chorus, big choruses, as you have that final procession for lethal injection. Arias of individual characters that sing deep soul stuff of their struggles in it. I have always felt that music can take us to places in our hearts we don't even know we have.
We've been talking with author Sister Helen Prejean about Dead Man Walking. The IU Opera Theater's Dead Man Walking opens Friday and Saturday, continues on the 23rd and 24th. Sister Helen Prejean comes to Bloomington for a talk and a book signing in the MAC on Sunday the 18th at 4. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.